live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a joint operation by Gardaí and the Department of Agriculture is ongoing at a farm near Letterkenny today. Meanwhile, Gardaí are carrying out a full forensic examination of a property in Raphoe after it was extensively damaged by an overnight blaze. The full report into why it took so long to secure Air Corps support to fight recent wildfires in Donegal has been published. And Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has told the Dáil that the failure to make housing a right under the Constitution is at the root of the housing crisis that exists at the moment. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a joint operation by Gardaí and the Department of Agriculture is ongoing at a farm near Letterkenny today. Gardaí have confirmed that they are assisting in a Department of Agriculture-led investigation at a farm. No further details are currently known. Fine Gael are on course to take two seats in the Midlands North West constituency in the European elections after the 12th count Maria Walsh leapfrogged Matt Carthy. Barry White reports from the Royal Theatre in Castlebar.
We'll know the full results of the European elections in the Midlands North West constituency at around 10 o'clock tonight. The final counts will see the distribution of Fianna Fáil's Brendan Smith's 68,677 votes. Lugmaing Flanagan, Fine Gael's Maria Walsh and Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy should take the final three seats. Peter Casey, mathematically, still has a chance of winning the final seat, and he said he won't concede until every vote is counted. But Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy should gain considerably from Brendan Smith's transfers, given they are both in the Cavan Monaghan constituency. Meanwhile, with Fine Gael set to take two seats, it's rumoured that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will make an appearance here. Barry White at the Royal Theatre in Castlebar.
A Donegal deputy believes a protocol should be introduced whereby private helicopters can be drafted in to assist in the Air Corps cannot provide an immediate response. The full report into why it took so long to secure Air Corps support to fight recent wildfires in Donegal has been published today and concludes that helicopter support was deployed as quickly as possible in the current circumstances. It also highlighted the fact that the capability of the service is diminished with the loss of experienced personnel and that every effort is being made to return to full capacity. However, the report acknowledges that it will take some time. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the government must immediately take some kind of action.
I will be now going back to the Taoiseach. I believe that we have to have another protocol in place. If they're not going to employ personnel who will be on standby to deal with such emergencies, then I believe they have to have an arrangement with private helicopters whereby they would be on standby and available within an hour. And we have an example of this that Donegal County Council, they summoned a private helicopter. They were there within an hour, did some excellent work. A, in the short term, private helicopters, and B, to entice personnel back into the Defence Forces or new personnel.
Whereas the council, as you say, did bring in a private helicopter in the first instance, it was acknowledged on the day that really it took the capacity of the Air Corps helicopter to really tackle the problem. So from that point of view, it would seem the private sector will not be able to replace the Air Corps in an instance like this.
Well, of course, it's a question of capacity, and of course, anyone who saw the helicopter work, as I did in Dunloe some years before that, and this time in Kincaisla, they did exceptional work in the short time they were there, and of course, they had the advantage. They were able to scoop the water out of the Atlantic, and from the time they left the scene of the fire till they were back, 90 seconds, fantastic work. But I do believe, with the budget that the Defence Forces have, that they must have one of these available. And of course, I'm not just accepting this. I'm going back to the Taoiseach again, this Minister for Defence, and I'm asking him to carry out a full review of this because it can happen again this summer.
The full report can be viewed on our website, highlandradio.com. A court has heard that findings against Garda Keith Harrison by the Disclosures Tribunal should be quashed because of an alleged prior professional interaction between Mr Justice Peter Charton and a witness. The Donegal-based Garda, who was strongly criticised in the tribunal's interim reports, has brought High Court proceedings on the grounds of an alleged prior professional involvement between the tribunal chair and Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The alleged prior engagement related to when the Chief Superintendent was the Garda liaison to the Morris Tribunal, which considered allegations about Garda in Donegal in 2002 and 2005 when Mr Justice Charlton was that tribunal's senior counsel. Lawyers for the state claim the action should be dismissed and that Garda Harrison's proceedings are fundamentally misconceived. Garda Harrison argues that the Disclosures Tribunal rejected allegations by he and his partner Marissa Sims and had exonerated others they had made complaints about. In an interim report, Mr Justice Charlton said all of Garda Harrison, who was criticised by the tribunal, and Marissa Sims' allegations examined by the tribunal were entirely without any validity. In contrast, Mr Justice Charlton praised the conduct of the Chief Superintendent and her management of the Donegal Division and was a key witness in relation to matters contained in protected disclosure made by Garda Harrison. The state denies the claim that Mr Justice Charlton was not sufficiently impartial and independent to fairly assess the issues between Chief Superintendent McGinn and Garda Harrison. The hearing continues.
More on this story is available on our website. Gardaí are carrying out a full forensic examination at a property in Raphoe after it was extensively damaged by an overnight blaze. Fire crews from both sides of the border attended the scene at a house in the Diamond shortly before 4 o'clock this morning. Local councillor Frank McBurty says the efforts of the fire service and Donegal County Council had a huge impact in stopping the fire from spreading further.
I want to pay tribute to the fire service in Donegal, in particular the fire service in Balbofay and in Northern Ireland. We have a part-time fire service and their professionalism is the same as a full-time fire service. Without them today, Raphoe would have been devastated, with the whole Diamond probably would have been burned down. They got there in time, they got it under control. My dog actually wakened me at 4 o'clock this morning, and that's how I knew about it, and I rushed into Raphoe to see what was happening. I was speaking to some of the boys that I know on the ground, and they've done a fantastic job for the town today, and it's a testament to Donegal County Council and the fire service itself, but also the fact that I was able to get a new water main in Raphoe. The last bad fire we had in Raphoe, we had very bad water pressure. So, I mean, those two things alone have actually saved the town. I mean, the McGrannan family's building went on fire. The Holmes' family, their property next door, which is the library and the local business, the hairdressers is in it, have been damaged. No one knows now the extent of the damage until whatever investigations are going to take place and the results from the damage, but we're very, very lucky and we're full today.
Obviously, the investigation is at a very early stage at this point, but is there any word on the ground as to how the fire might have started?
No, I think it's too early to speculate. The Gardaí will probably have to conduct an investigation along with the fire service.
There's been another increase in the number of people who are homeless in Ireland. 10,378 people are now living in emergency accommodation. That's up 73 on the previous month. Almost 3,800 children are homeless. However, in the northwest, there has been a decrease in the number of people homeless. 48 people were registered homeless in the region last month, down from 55 the previous month. Laura Donnelly reports.
Commenting on the figures, Housing Minister Owen Murphy described family homelessness as very challenging. He says, however, the government has helped 320 families to move from emergency accommodation to a home so far this year. Mike Allen, Director of Advocacy at Focus Ireland, says that's not enough.
The fact is that more families are moving in, families are becoming homeless more quickly than we're moving them out, and that is something he has control over.
He's calling on the minister to protect families from becoming homeless.
The reason that many families are becoming homeless is because their landlords are selling out or moving other family members in, and we need something to protect families in those circumstances, and the minister hasn't yet moved on that.
And Mike Allen adds that Ireland's new politicians can make a difference.
There's a whole lot of new councils and councillors elected right across the country. They're in the front line of dealing with homelessness, and we are calling on all those councillors across the country to take a fresh approach to see homelessness as a problem that they can solve.
The figures show the number of homeless people has increased by 7.5% since this time last year.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has told the Dáil that the failure to make housing a right under the Constitution is at the root of the housing crisis that exists at the moment. Backing a private member's motion seeking to restrict the impact of vulture funds on the market, Deputy Pringle said the constitutional situation in Portugal is very different to the situation here, and that is key to understanding what's happening in Ireland today. He says banks have more rights than people, and that's fundamentally unfair.
Most importantly, we need to recognise housing as a right and as part of an economic, social and cultural rights. That way, the right to a home can be defended at each juncture and into the courts if required. Because right now, the banks have a greater right to homes than people do, and that is at the crux of the problem. In the Portuguese constitution, they respect the right to housing and they respect the economic and social and cultural rights of their citizens. And for that reason, the Troika could not attack homes in Portugal because it was constitutionally protected. We haven't got that here. The Troika attacked our homes and we're still living through the crisis.
A rock climber has been rescued after getting into difficulty at Hell's Hole in Malin Head. Last night, the Greencastle Coast Guard was tasked by RCC Malin after the climber became trapped 45 metres down the cliff. The Coast Guard says the dangerous location and unpredictable rock face made the operation very difficult. An initial councillor has again moved to reassure people in the north of the peninsula that swimming lessons will be offered at Malin Head Pier this year. There were concerns locally that lessons would be compromised after no swimming signs were erected at the pier by Donegal County Council as part of a countywide initiative. However, on today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Martin McDermott said following a risk assessment yesterday, council engineers and Irish Water Safety personnel will now determine how best to proceed.
There was a risk assessment done yesterday, which had to be done, which needed to be done. That risk assessment hasn't actually been sent to the council yet. When it is sent to the council, whatever that risk assessment says that needs to be done will be done. If the sign has to be moved to a different location, the sign will be moved to a different location.
Well, let's just get to, for absolute clarity, will the sign be taken off the pier to facilitate these swimming lessons next month?
Yes. The sign won't be completely removed. The sign will be taken from where it is. There still will have to be a sign at the slipway to say that it's slippy, that you can't go down, that you can't go over the edge of the pier. The no swimming sign will have to be moved from the location that it's in now, further up the pier to where the boats are, so that people can't swim and where the boats are tied up or where the boats come on. The boats don't actually come out. If you know Malin Head Pier, the mm-hmm. boats don't actually come up that far to where the swimming is going on. There will be probably other small elements that will have to be done, let it be a rope taken across with buoys on it so people don't go out by a certain point, stuff like that.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Liverpool jersey.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with European football, and Baku is the setting for potentially one of the most bizarre European finals in recent memory. Arsenal face Chelsea tonight in the Europa League final in the Azerbaijan capital, 68,000-seater Olympic Stadium. But only 5,000 fans of each club are expected to be present. The game represents Arsenal's last hope of playing in the Champions League next season, while Chelsea are likely to be seeing the last of Eden Hazard and potentially their head coach, Maurizio Sarri. This Arsenal fan has been explaining the trek they had to take to Baku.
Took off, what was it, Monday from Heathrow to Moscow. A little stay over in Moscow, and then Moscow to Tbilisi. And then from Tbilisi we took a 13.5-hour train to get into Baku this morning at about 9 o'clock.
Well, tonight's game is, of course, the first of two European finals this week that see all Premier League opposition. The second is on Saturday, and Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says his current side is the best he's ever led into a cup final. The Merseysiders have lost their last three European showpieces, two with the German as manager in 2016 and 2018. Spurs, of course, provide the opposition for Liverpool this coming Saturday evening, and Klopp believes the tough matches they've endured to make it to the decider this year means it will be different in Madrid.
We wanted it really desperately, but it looked like it slips through our fingers in the group stage already, but did it in the most mature way. And since then, all our away games were really impressive. I'm really happy that we can do it again.
Luke O'Connell has been ruled out of the Republic of Ireland squad for next month's Euro 2020 qualifiers. The Bolton teenager will miss the games with Denmark and Gibraltar after suffering a thigh injury in training. The Bin Zayed Group are claiming that their €400 million takeover of Newcastle is all but done. They say terms have been agreed with owner Mike Ashley and the relevant documentation has been sent to the Premier League. Their managing director, Midhat Kidwai, says they are now undergoing the fit and proper person's procedures. Newcastle are yet to comment. Declan Rice says all of his focus is on playing for West Ham, despite being linked with a move to Manchester United this summer. The England midfielder signed a five-year contract with the Hammers this season, and Rice insists he's not considering a transfer away. Derry City's treble-winning manager Jim McLaughlin will be conferred with the Freedom of the City later today at the Guildhall. McLaughlin guided the Candy Stripes to the historic treble 30 years ago this month. The 78-year-old is seen as the greatest manager in Irish football history, winning 8 league titles with 4 different clubs between 1974 and 1999. Moving on to cricket, and there was no action on day 2 of the interprovincial between the North West Warriors and the Northern Lights at the Green in Combar. Yesterday on day 1 seen a strong batting performance by the Warriors as they ended the day on 234 for the loss of 7 in 104 overs. Today's action was rained off with neither side managing to take to the wicket, and they're hoping tomorrow's day 3 we'll see the match able to continue. It's been a good week so far for the Warriors. They did, of course, get the week underway on Monday with victory against the Knights in a one-day inter-provincial where the Warriors won it in an exciting finish by 3 runs. To golf, and Shane Lowry says he's considering not taking up a PGA Tour card next season in order to boost his chances of making the European team for the Ryder Cup. The Offaly man is set to regain a PGA card for 2020, but he feels playing on the European Tour might help him get on Patrick Harrington's side for Whistling Straits. Lowry says he'll need to have a long, hard think and feels his attention should be on one rather than both tours. Now on to tennis, and Roger Federer has progressed to round 3 at Roland Garros, courtesy of a straight set win this afternoon against world number 104 Oscar Otte. Next up for Federer is the 20-year-old Norwegian Casper Ruud. It's been a good day for the seeds so far in the second round, with the men's second seed Rafa Nadal easing past his German opponent Yannick Madden in straight sets. Sixth seed Stefanos Tsitsipas needed 4 sets to see off Hugo Denelin, and seventh seed Kai Nishikori defeated Joe Wilfred Tsonga also in 4. Women's second seed Caroline Pliskova needed only 56 minutes to come through her match against Kristina Kuchova. And there have also been wins today for Sloane Stephens, Gabin Muguruza and Elena Svitolina at Roland Garros. At Roland Garros today in the French Open. In Gaelic games, the Under-20 Regional League will continue tonight for the footballers, and it's Derry's turn as they go to Glenavite to take on Antrim. That one starts at 7 o'clock this evening. It's the first of 2 games in a number of days for Derry, because they play Cavan at Owenbeg this coming Saturday. And finally, in motorsport, Formula 1 stars are among thousands of people paying their last respects to racing legend Niki Lauda, whose body is lying in state in Austria. His coffin, topped with his red crash helmet, has been carried into the cathedral in Vienna. Mass will be held later, followed by a private funeral. The 7-year-old died last week. That's it, Michaela. We'll be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. In the meantime, Tom Comack will have the GA preview, usual throne on a Wednesday, 8:30.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, a status yellow rainfall warning has come into effect for 5 northwestern counties. Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo will be hit with persistent and heavy rain until midnight tomorrow. It will be worst in coastal areas and on hills and mountains. Met Éireann says there is a risk of localised flooding in places. Today's Supreme Court ruling in favour of Angela Cairns could have significant implications on how Oireachtas committees are held in the future. The 6-judge court found that the Public Accounts Committee acted unlawfully in its questioning of the former rehab CEO. Kim Buckley reports.
Angela Cairns claimed that the questions she was subjected to at 2-pack hearings in 2014 amounted to a witch hunt. In February, the Supreme Court ruled that the pack had acted significantly outside its remit and that it had the power to find found the committee's actions unlawful. Today, the court declared that the PAC did act unlawfully in its questioning of Ms. Cairns, which it said departed from the terms of which she was invited to attend. The court made the declaration against the Dáil rather than individual members of the PAC. Today's judgment has set a precedent and could influence the way Oireachtas committees are conducted going forward.
There are calls on Irish Water to carry out lasting interim measures to reduce the high level of burst to the Fakara water supply. It follows yet another water outage in the area this morning, which has since been restored. It's understood that the plant upgrade works due to be carried out in September cannot be fast-tracked until all protocols are met. Newly elected Councillor Michael McLaughlin says the current situation is totally unacceptable.
Going forward, this is not acceptable. So we'd just like to ask all the people in the town, we're getting petitions, so we have petitions out there over the last couple of weeks around the local businesses there, and just would ask everybody to try and put the push on and get those petitions signed so that we can try and get things fast-tracked here to get as much as we can done here with the water. The sad reality of it is where the pipe is busted today, there is no provisions whatsoever for fixing the pipes in this area. We're therefore going to fix the pipes in a different area. Where they're initially planned to do the upgrade works, but yet again, this is a totally different area, so that's going to end up a separate application again.
And finally, a South Donegal TD says it's unfair that people in the northwest with hospital procedures booked in Galway can have them cancelled without notice. In the Dáil, Deputy Eamon Scanlon told Minister Heather Humphreys that people can find themselves facing considerable expense, not to mention the impact on their health. Minister Humphreys promised that the issue would be reviewed by Minister Simon Harris.
We have people who are notified of appointments in Galway and the appointments are cancelled. I had a constituent yesterday morning, four times his appointment has been cancelled for a stent replacement. They have booked hotels because some of these procedures need people with them. They booked the hotels to be there with the people, and then they get a phone call at 9 o'clock yesterday morning to cancel the procedure yesterday. I think it's totally outrageous and it's not fair on the people that's sick, quite honestly.
Minister.
Thank you, Deputy, for raising that. Perhaps if you just pass on the specific details, I'll raise it directly with Minister for Health.
For weather now, staying cloudy for the rest of the day with outbreaks of rain persistent at times. A mild night with lowest temperatures of 11 or 12 degrees and moderate or fresh west to southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a joint operation by Gardaí and the Department of Agriculture is ongoing at a farm near Letterkenny today. Gardaí have confirmed that they are assisting in a Department of Agriculture-led investigation. A Donegal deputy believes a protocol should be introduced whereby private helicopters can be drafted in to assist if the Air Corps cannot provide an immediate response. The full report into why it took so long to secure Air Corps support to fight recent wildfires in Donegal has been published today and concludes that helicopter support was deployed as quickly as possible in the current circumstances. A court has heard that findings against Garda Keith Harrison by the Disclosures Tribunal should be quashed because of an alleged prior professional interaction between Mr Justice Peter Charnton and a witness. The Donegal-based Garda, who was strongly criticised in the tribunal's interim reports, has brought High Court proceedings on the grounds of an alleged prior professional involvement between the tribunal chair and Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn. And Garda are carrying out a full forensic examination at a property in Raphoe after it was extensively damaged by an overnight blaze. Fire crews from both sides of the border attended the scene at a house in the Diamond shortly before 4 o'clock this morning. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 29th of May. The death has taken place of Robert Stewart, High Cairn Rimelton. His remains will repose at his brother James Stewart's residence at High Cairn Rimelton from 11 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral service on Friday at 2 o'clock in Rimelton Presbyterian Church with burial afterwards in Bank Cemetery. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to Rimelton Community Hospital, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Douglas Hennessy, Trinity Court, Newton Cunningham, formerly of Marble Hill, Dunfanaghy. Memorial service details to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Gráinne Bach, Old Fintra Road, Killy Beggs. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. House strictly private, please, except for family and close friends. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to cancer care. The death has taken place of Kathleen Gillespie, née McGillian, 9 Olympic Drive, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Sally Irwin, née McGonigal, formerly of Urris Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home in Conabury, Castleblaney. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Castleblaney, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of John Lafferty, Knockafoher, Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please.